Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. You may have seen video clips of some interesting goats that seem to faint and fall over. As Philip Sponnenberg, professor of pathology and genetics at the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine, explains, these little animals have a lot of desirable qualities.
The first thing to know is that fainting goats don't actually faint, but have the muscular condition myotonia congenita. So the episodes leading to the common name don't occur in the brain at all, but are limited to the muscles. The condition prevents the muscle cells from relaxing quickly after contraction, and this leads to the situation where the limbs stiffen, and if the goat is off balance, it can fall over. The stiff episodes are over in a few seconds. This trait gives these goats a host of common names, including fainting goats, stiff-leg goats, nervous goats, or wooden-leg goats. The important detail is that they never lose consciousness during these episodes. We know from related conditions in people, dogs, and other animals that the condition itself is painless. In goats, it actually has some advantages. These goats were long valued in their original Tennessee homeland because they are easy to fence in. They cannot climb or jump, which makes them much easier to manage and contain than other goats. In addition, they are quiet, good mothers, resist parasites well, and have heavier muscling than goats without myotonia. All of these attributes combine to make them a good choice as a meat-producing goat, a role for the breed that has been increasing recently. They are also popular as pet goats due to their quiet attitudes. This breed of goats, in common with many local breeds, became quite rare in the late 20th century. Numbers plummeted to the point that the Livestock Conservancy listed them as threatened. Population numbers have now increased, so that the breed is now much more secure, leading to an upgrade in its status as recovering. As far as anyone knows, they are uniquely American, so guarding their status here is essential to their survival globally.
That was Philip Sponnenberg of the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.